Johnson.
And joining us in the studio is Leslie Miller. She is a Park City resident, a former member of City Council.
Correct.
And now you're the director, currently the director of the Reimagine Western Landscapes Initiative and editor of a new book just out.
Yes.
Titled, how am I doing? Reimagining a Place for the Wild. Correct? Did I get all that?
You're right on target.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Let's start here. Tell us a little bit about this institute that you're the director of, Reimagine Western Landscapes Initiative.
It's an initiative. It's not an institute. And it is an advocacy group for the wild, for wildlife. And we use the environmental humanities to inspire the will to act for human and natural world prosperity. And we have worked with the Environmental Humanities Department, which is a graduate department at the University of Utah, to further this idea of using the humanities specifically combined with the science of the environmental sciences to further to tell stories and to make people to awaken their souls, open their minds, soften their hearts. I can read a litany of facts that have to do with the environmental science of what's happening to our wildlife, and for some reason that doesn't seem to move people. We think storytelling will.
Well, one of the writers, essayists, is Jeff McCarthy, and we've had him on the show several times. He's the director at the University of Utah's Environmental Humanities Graduate Program. So he's an example of one of the writers that part of the collection of this book.
Exactly. The book is an outcome of a symposium that I conducted in Centennial Valley, Montana, which is part of the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. And what we did was we invited, I think it was 25 individuals with very diverse backgrounds to speak to their encounters with wildlife. There were historians, there were philosophers, there were biologists, there was a rancher from Centennial Valley. And what I asked them to do was, before they attended the symposium and spoke at the symposium, was to please write an essay. And at the time, we didn't know we would compile the essays into book form, but they were so moving, and they were so intelligent, and they were so inspired and diverse. We proposed the idea to the University of Utah Press. It was peer-reviewed, and several years later, we have a book.
Here we are. So highlight a few more of the essays included in this book. Chris mentioned that Jeff McCarthy, who we've had on the show before, has contributed.
We have one of the writers that immediately comes to mind is John Varley. And John Varley is a living legend. Mm. He was worked at Yellowstone National Park for 33 years. He was the founder and director of the National Resource Center there. He is a well-regarded author. He is one, and he has a fascinating story about the microfauna that lives and grows in the thermal waters of Yellowstone National Park. And it just gives you, that's one end of the spectrum of what we're talking about in wildlife, in terms of wildlife. And then there's a beautiful essay, it's the first one in the book, by Jeremy Schmidt. And Jeremy Schmidt is a National Geographic explorer. He's a well-known author. And he writes about an encounter he had with wolves. And so we have this broad variety of perspectives, and that's what I wanted to do. I thought that, like a pointillist painting, if we had all these individual lights of color, maybe when we stood back, we would have a reimagined vision of Western landscapes, and in this case, using wildlife stories to get us there.
And this book is also the has been announced as the Friends of the Library luncheon selection.
I know.
This coming October.
We're so excited about
that. Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. We're really looking forward to that. And I do want to mention we have some local authors, including Carrie Gee, who has works at United Park City Mines as a geologist. And he has a very interesting story that will resonate with a lot of the local people who have watched the evolution of our lands in Midway go from mine tailings to a restored wildlife habitat.
Well, we're going to have you on again, either on our show or with Leslie Thatcher's show, before the Friends of the Library lunch, and that's in October, and we'll get a chance to chat some more about this book. I apologize, we've got to wrap up.
Oh, that's fine.
But thank you so much. Again, the name of the book is Reimagining a Place for the Wild. It's edited by Leslie Miller and Louise Excel. And where can people go to get it?
People can order it, and they can go to a local independent bookstore, and if it's not there, they can order it. And
can you get it at the one we can see out the window here?
Yes.
Over at Dolly?
Exactly. Okay. And they should the email address for orders is orders@press.uchicago.edu.
Perfect.
Okay.
Leslie, thank you so much. And again, we'll chat with you some more before the Friends of the Library luncheon in October.
I'll look forward to it.